Fuck yeah, the Saturday Nights, this week's guests on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above the biggest little music scene in the world. In the city of trembling leaves, it's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. With me is Chewbacca.
Hi.
We got Ian in the back. We got Dogwater Dick in the back. Cadillac Kim's here. And we got the Saturday Nights and Spencer Elridge.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
What a show.
Yeah.
There's so many people here. Packed. It's ridiculous, and it's so fun.
Pongo the dog in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Little Pongo, and he's super scared by the drums, so we got him out in the garage where he's just shaking out there by himself.
He's all right. He's got a blanket, and he's watching Jeopardy.
He loves people, but the drums freak him out.
If you hate the drums, why would you move into a music studio?
I know. I told him before he came here.
Dogs are dumb. Yeah. They don't know nothing.
Or they think it's going to be okay, and then they realize it's really not.
Maybe I do hate the drums.
we have a special guest stopping in for just a minute.
Yeah, who's here?
Do you want a special guest? You want to say hi?
Yeah, say hi. We'll bully you into saying hi.
Yeah, you assholes. Hi, I'm Andrew from Lost Idea. I'm the drummer.
All right.
Fucking yeah. The return of Andrew.
Drummers don't get to hang out upstairs very often.
little behind the curtain shit.
Dan, you can dream.
Andrew,
yeah, right?
Andrew just lives down the street, right?
Yeah, I knew you guys were doing this tonight, and I wandered up to
borrow some sugar and whatnot.
Say hi. I don't know.
You a Saturday Nights fan?
Yeah, I've heard them before. I like them.
Awesome.
They kick ass.
They're not the worst band in the whole.
That's exactly how we feel.
Endorsement.
You a Spencer Elridge fan? You like Justin Bieber?
I actually didn't even know that Spencer was playing or he was going to be here.
Yep. And surprise.
Yeah, I didn't know that. This was the band that was going to be. I didn't know anything.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, well, you came on a good night.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. We didn't have I don't know what kind of music you hate, but we didn't have that band.
There's no Bob Dylan covers tonight.
Andrew stopping by to give me the last of a little bit of money because all fucking weekend Lost Idea was here recording.
Nice.
Wow. And it was so much fun.
Have the dog like that.
Dude, Lost it. Yeah, and he was gone for part of the weekend, so it was only Friday that he was totally freaked out.
Cool.
But yeah, we did. Andrew did 15 songs in like 7 hours.
Holy fuck.
That's nuts.
It's fucking unbelievable.
And Andrew, you were at the punk rock flea market. How was that for you?
It was fantastic. We when we started playing, there was like 7 people standing there. Everybody was wandering around in between bands. And by the time we were done, there was probably 40.
That's awesome. Like,
yeah.
That's cool.
We had a good reaction. Looked like everybody was having fun.
Were there any toddlers moshing for you guys?
I forgot about that. I don't know that the toddlers moshed with us, but they definitely were moshing. It was fun.
Yeah, you guys killed it.
Thank you.
Did the Saturday Nights play that?
Nope.
No.
We did not.
Next year.
Yep.
You're on the hook now.
Sorry, Cam.
It's on the record. You are playing next year. Can't get out of it now.
Yeah.
I was told we weren't punk enough.
Oh, whatever.
I was told we didn't have enough fleas.
At the punk rock flea market, there was something fleas. About fake punk.
Yeah.
That's funk.
Funk.
That's actually where the name comes from.
Yeah. Oh,
okay, but I've derailed the show with my random visitor.
That's okay. Our pop-up intern can go grab beers for everybody.
Yeah, there we go.
Here.
We killed 4 minutes of showtime.
Yeah, we ran out of beers really fast.
Oh. Do you guys already need beer for real?
I mean, nah,
I got back up in the car.
Okay. Let us know, because that's important.
We can go get beers, yeah.
Let's see, what else recap? Some Mystery Science Theater 3000 was here. Did anybody go to that?
Holy shit. I think one of us did.
I did.
Yeah.
Was it random?
Was it? Now, was it piped in? Were the guys actually here, or was it piped in
Joel,
from somewhere else?
Joel was in it. It was live on stage.
Joel was here?
Yeah, was Joel was
Joel?
In it.
Was Joel.
Tom Servo and Crow there and what?
Yep, yeah. Tom Servo, Gypsy, Crow, all those guys were there.
I thought that was a dream.
It was super fun, and they played a movie called, what was it called? No Retreat, Never Surrender. It was like
an Arch Hall Jr. film or something?
It was trying to be like Rocky and Karate Kid real bad and had some breakdancing in it too.
Oh, man.
I mean, if you're not sure which one you want to do, do them both, right?
Yeah, just, they were cramming all kinds of shit in there.
Jean-Claude Van Gosh Darn.
Yeah, he was in it.
Was there a big crowd there?
Yeah, it was full. I don't know if it sold out, but it was definitely full.
I've never gotten to go to one of those. I want to see that so bad. Every time they come to town, though, I've always been working.
It's so fun. I went to one. It was fantastic.
And it was
at UNR at their theater there in the music school.
Yeah, fuck! Should awesome. We?
It was dead sold out too. It was so cool.
Have we even told have we told all the voices to everybody in the audience?
No, we haven't.
Oh yeah, let's do that. We'll go around. We'll start with Spencer. Spencer, tell people why you're here.
How's it going? I'm Spencer. I'm here with the Reno Skate Alliance. Nice. What we're doing is. We're pretty much working with kids, you know, and just teaching them how to skate. Because I grew up in Reno, and when I was growing up, we didn't have shit to skate, really.
Yeah, right there with
and,
you.
And, you know, it's pretty much, we're here to teach kids. We meet up every Saturday and, you know, just have fun. We're also looking for volunteers if anybody wants to volunteer, you know, and old gear, stuff like that. We had a blast at Punk Rock Flea Market. I set up some ramps and built a little skate park for it, so that was pretty fun. Yeah, but yeah,
very cool.
I saw that. Yeah.
Where do they meet up? Where you meet up at?
Oh, we meet at like a different skate park every week. So,
is there like a website that?
If you follow us on Facebook, you know we'll meet up at a different park every week. Just follow us on Facebook. Usually it's around 2. This Saturday I think we're going to Sun Valley Skate Park. So if anybody's interested,
that's a good one.
Yeah, be there at 2.
Nice.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Dude, awesome. Right on.
All right, now let's meet the Saturday nights. We'll start over here on bass.
Yeah, I'm Tim One.
Tim One.
Oh, sure. Sure, you're Tim One. I guess I'm Tim 1A. I'm Tim 69420.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm Nolan. No numbers at the end. It's just Nolan.
Just Nolan.
Are you right up on your mic, Nolan?
I am.
Sometimes, okay. Sometimes we say it's no land for old Tims. because we're both significantly older than Nolan.
Yeah, they're 70, and I'm only 45.
78, buddy.
And downstairs on the drums,
Dan.
Dan the man.
Oh my God, I fucking forgot he was there.
Yeah. See.
Dan, when was the last time you were on our show?
The last time I was on
Are you right up on your mic?
The last time I was Thank on the you. Show, I believe it was in the old house.
Oh my God, was your last time on the show the time that you and Kevin were on?
I think there was a time before that, wasn't there? No, there was. There was the Enucleators. But that was still
The Enucleators. That okay.
That was still down at the old house.
That show with you and Kevin is one of the worst shows.
Yeah.
Which really means it's one of the best.
It's worth a listen.
It's hard to turn away like a car accident. I don't remember a lot of shows. Yeah. But that show's like burned in my mind. I remember after the show was over, Kevin was out in the front yard just facing the neighbors across the street peeing.
Yeah.
Just like, hi.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
He did drink a lot.
I had never seen Kevin drink, and that was the first time.
Yeah. Well.
Was it Dan, also the last?
Dan. Oh, God, there's Dan, so much Dan, I want to say right Dan. Now.
No, yeah,
just
no.
Like,
Dan, keep it down.
No. But I was just mentioning things that are already part of the public record.
Yeah.
Oh, except that peeing thing. That wasn't in the public. But Kevin wouldn't mind that part.
He'd be proud of it.
Yeah,
that's why I did it.
I did it on purpose.
Yeah, I don't really have anything good to say about Kevin or... that whole experience whatsoever. So
it was a rough night at the end.
This experience will be better though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Well, welcome on for your third time. That's awesome.
I'm happy
Dan.
To be here. This is rad.
And the rest of you, you've never been on the show before, have you?
I have. I have not. I have, but none of you guys remember it.
This is probably his.
I must not have made much of an impression.
This is your third or fourth time.
And that's Tim 69420.
No, it's only my second. Yeah, sorry. This is Tim 69420.
Oh, you were on before?
Yeah. Yeah.
With what bands?
That was everybody else's response too. Oh, you were.
Yeah, exactly. It's been a while
with,
ago.
It was many years ago. It was with Miracle Drugs.
Oh, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. Way before my time.
That was an old house.
I wish I was around for the old house shenanigans. I've heard so many stories.
Yeah, same here.
I've been telling everybody all I did was just make fun of Rory the entire time.
Well, that's generally what we do anyway.
Yeah,
that's great.
Especially when he's not here. So you know,
I'll get there. You hear that, Rory? I'll get there.
Probably won't listen.
No, he never listens.
That's okay.
No, I'm all about drink and pee.
You know.
It's very sterile. Tell. Yeah.
I'm actually sitting in Rory's seat and I can tell. I got Rory's microphone and it smells a little bit like pee.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
Fantastic.
Oh, I got sterile, this one. I guess it's all
right. Right. If it's sterile, it's okay.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
That's all my Rory samples. Oh, wait, except
fuck you, Rory.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's been a while. Okay, but enough about Rory.
Yeah.
Let's do another song.
I would love that.
That would be great.
All right.
Love the Saturday nights. Rock and roll, dude. More songs, the more better this show.
Can, like, fix our microphones and shit.
Ooh. Right, make it go up instead of down.
And stay up.
Yeah.
Make it go up and stay up.
Right. All right, we're wrecked.
All right. You guys ready for Already Dead?
Already Dead.
That's what we're doing? Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, okay, all right.
Not even warmed up. Here we go. All right.
We'll be right back.
good, but I'd like a little more energy. Jesus Christ, you guys.
That's
at the end
rad.
Of a show, can you talk?
Yeah, always. Yeah. I was taught early on to sing from my diaphragm.
Your diaphragm is like 6 feet tall.
No, I
your diaphragm could stop all the pregnancies in the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Ew.
It's purple.
Good diaphragm joke.
No, so, and the audience should know that this is the first time ever on the mic that he's on. I have it all the way at zero on the gain. And then so it's all the way at zero. It's just barely not playing.
What's gain?
Right. It's a great.
It's what you get from lifting, bro.
Oh, I thought it was
all those sweet
gains,
bro. I was
going to say detergent.
Whey.
Do you even lift?
Drink the whey.
Oh, God.
Anyways.
Anyways.
So you guys been together long?
When it's time to change.
Rick,
can you talk after the show? Yeah, but it's only in octaves higher than I normally talk. Just about 2 years, I think. Dan has been playing with us for the last almost year.
Dan's still playing with us?
Sexually.
Yeah. Somewhere around here.
Tim, 69420, switched from drums to guitar back in last March, I think? April?
No, it was March. We're coming up. I think next week will be.
Oh, we're coming up.
The next 2 weeks will be my 1 year. In
shit.
The band,
what?
So,
I'm going to have to get you some flowers or a ring or something.
Oh, man.
Oh, he deserves it.
Mustache wax.
Yeah.
Dan, every time you accent something with the drums, I have to put it up and down. Stop it.
He talks with his hands. And he has a drum kit. So.
No, it is a nice effect. I just don't want more work.
I still like the way you're talking to me, though. I like everything about it.
Why didn't we give Andrew a mic?
That was another drummer, so. Yeah.
Yeah, Dan's first show, I think we had 6 practices, and his first show with us was in San Jose, just trial by far.
Yeah, in a restaurant.
Yeah,
on the dining floor of a restaurant.
Yeah,
trial by carpeted restaurant, I might add.
Get in the van, let's go.
Yeah.
Red shoes. And
we're going to go to San Jose and play in a restaurant.
Fun. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you kept him.
And it was, what was it called? The elegant lounge or something.
Yeah.
It was
neither
a lounge
right
nor was
guys.
It elegant.
If it's called elegant lounge, you know that's exactly not what you're going
to
get.
Right next door to a Rite Aid.
Well, and when you feed Dan, he just stays with you.
Is that what we've done?
It's like when you feed a stray cat.
That's funny. We're like vampires and we feed off of him.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we do.
I got plenty to go around.
And that's what I appreciate about you, Daniel.
Letterkenny jokes.
The band that slays together stays together.
That's right. That's right.
Did you guys have another drummer before Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he now plays guitar.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
About that.
Yeah,
he
literally just had this whole spiel about it.
Covered in a previous moment ago.
I must have been doing something else.
You're too busy trying to adjust Dan's drum accents.
Right.
Dan's joke drum accents.
So what other bands? You guys are all in other bands too, right?
No, for me, this is it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for me too.
Dan has been in 1,000 bands.
I'm in enough bands for the rest of this band to be in another band, each of them.
Is that
also.
Timmy?
Yeah.
Is that 69420?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is. I have the least distinguishable character in this entire band or voice. But I'm working on it.
And how's your goat doing?
Which one?
How many goats do you have?
Currently at 3.
Wow. 3 goats.
It ebbs and flows. 3 bands, 3 goats. 4 bands, 3 goats.
Man. That's
like
big.
A
Japanese
porn title.
That's a good.
Yeah, we have to get you
another goat.
A wife, actually.
Your wife.
Yeah.
The band goat ratio is running a little rich.
Nah. Have you met these goats? Goat. You'd also agree that it is not enough goats.
Yeah. Do they do that bleh thing? Do they have devil eyes?
Do they scream?
They have goat eyes, and they do faint, all of them.
Yeah. Oh, my really? God.
Fainting goats are great.
Yeah, they're all fainting goats.
Do you yell at them to make it?
You flinch them, they fall down.
No, you don't yell at them. I mean, you can yell. I yell at them all the time, but that doesn't make them faint. It's so funny. Like my neighbors, they're so quiet. My neighbors don't know that we have goats, but they've heard me screaming at them, like obscenities at 6 a.m. when I'm out there feeding them, and they're like not doing anything that I want them to do. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And they're like, what is going on
over there? Yeah. He's abusive.
Get the fuck out of my way. Get the fuck out of my fight, you fucking asshole. Fuck.
Get the phone ready.
They're
going
to call the cops on you.
Yeah.
This guy's just having fits out in his backyard every morning.
And then nothing the rest of the day. 6 a.m. the next morning, we're back at it.
I've had neighbors like that. I didn't know maybe to look for goats.
I was looking for goats.
Well, you know, I guess we know it's either goats or meth. You know, yeah. One or two.
They're amazing pets. Like, you can't smell them. You
really?
Can't hear them. Like, our dogs are 10 times more obnoxious, both in smell
goats are
and
awesome.
Volume.
I heard they yell at you, though, like,
they don't hey. Do like, hey.
No, mine don't.
How do you make ones. A goat faint?
You
stare at it.
Startling them.
Yeah,
so it's
you
not...
take an eraser and you rub it on the goat and eventually it'll just go away.
Oh, man. Dan is holding his dick so tight right now.
Damn it, dude.
So much. Dan's like, oh, I can't do it.
So many of them. So many.
You know, Dan, you could just make that boom sound with your mouth.
I'll just do it. I'll just do it really quiet. Rick, is this okay?
No.
Gotta put another marker.
Yeah, so you just, Dan would probably make those goats faint like all day long. Because they like loud like sound, sudden stuff kind of freaks them out. And that's all it takes and it triggers them. But like seriously, like a stick falls off a tree and they're down, but I can like run up to them and scream and they're like, fuck off.
Like, what?
Are you mental? Like they're pretty funny.
Sounds funny.
We have some good talks.
Isn't it like an evolutionary thing so that like if a whole pack of them were running away and there's a few fainters,
no,
the fainters will fall down and then the wolf will eat that one and the rest will survive?
I hate to tell you this. It's literally the opposite of an evolutionary thing. It's bred into them by breeders who like severely inbred them so that they wouldn't escape pens, because if they try to like climb a fence, they pass out immediately.
Holy shit.
And they're really easy to catch.
Fuck,
and standard goats are not easy to catch. And it also is a full, it's not a true faint, it's a full body muscle spasm. So they're conscious the whole time, but they can't move. But it causes them to build up like really big muscles, and they're meat goats. They're meant to be eaten. So that's why I fucking tell them every morning. I'm like, remember, you're this far away from a fucking taco.
You're going to be a torture any minute.
You big muscular motherfuckers.
Their meat is made from stress spasms?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Wouldn't that make them taste
terrible? And they can't escape, you know, like, but they're conscious. Like, I once saw one of them pass out and roll down my concrete stairs in the backyard, and I was, like, terrified. And then he just, like, laid there on his back with all four legs sticking straight up for, like, 10 seconds. And then just fucking, like, rolled over, stood up, and, like, shook his head, like, whoa. I swear. They're seriously, like, they're like a character. They're like Pauly Shore out of Encino Man. That's the look they give you. Like, that was cool. What was that?
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Where was I?
Oh, God. Pauly Shore is not something I've thought about in, like, 20 years.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Or as a goat.
Yeah, or as a goat. Oh,
I don't want to stay on the goat thing, but what are your goat's name?
I'm real interested names. In the goats.
So we had two sets of brothers, but one we lost one a couple months ago.
Aww.
I know, it was really sad. I don't know what happened. He just is dead. I walked out in the morning. It was
Aww.
Fucked up. His name was Mephistopheles, and his little brother's name is Beelzebub. He's like the cutest little goat.
As
he's
goat
got
names
tough
should
ass
be.
Name. Yeah, and then we got a couple old guys and. We got a white one with a giant long beard named Merlin. And then we've got Vincent Van Goat. And he's like the OG asshole. He is like, I had to pull a bunch of sticks out of their
old
pen
goat.
This evening, and he was just fucking ruining me the whole time. Just like, let's see how much we can make whatever he's trying to do impossible. No idea, but let's try to stop it. Yeah,
nice.
This was pretty fun. So it's man versus goat.
Do you ever put your goats in pajamas?
No.
Have you seen that on the internet?
What?
I'm not
goats in pajamas
kind of
are a
basic
thing.
Midget.
Like a weird porn thing?
No. It's just adorable, Chewy. All
right.
It's just cute.
Is there some precedence for that? Or did you just is that
no,
just
it's like a thing on the internet, people putting pajamas on goats.
But is that the only difference between it being cute and it being porn is whether or not somebody's jacking off to it?
Oh,
it's, yeah, the whole interspecies erotica thing.
That's a tough one.
Yep.
There's something out
again,
there for everybody.
Not putting my goats in pajamas. Although I'm sure they would love to eat some pajamas because that's what would happen.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to take the picture really fast. You can't just like get on them.
I see some of those videos and I'm like, what the fuck kind of goat is that? Like, my goats would eat that shit, and like, it wouldn't even be like you can get like one leg on, and they would have half that thing in their second stomach by then, you know, like.
Oh, they have two stomachs.
They have three, I think.
Do they? Wow, we're learning about goat anatomy.
I used to know this. So much about goats.
Breeding.
I always tell Vinny I'm going to punch him in all four of his four. They have four stomachs.
This is the goat episode. I think we should.
We had Goat Lord last week, and
we did. Goat Lord.
Oh, that's right.
Seriously though, they make great pets. I love those guys.
Do they really eat tin cans? They don't.
No, but they'll chew on just about anything. But they won't necessarily.
But
eat
if you're into hiking and stuff, they make really good pack animals. You know, and they don't have to feed them or anything because they eat everything.
Yeah, can you walk them around on a leash?
Yeah, and you can walk them around on a leash all the time, but usually only at night because people fucking stop and like stare and ask questions, and I'm like, I'm trying to walk. You know,
I got things to do.
Oh, is there poop little tiny pellets?
Yeah, they're great. They're so, like, you really don't need to clean
this. Is this a taste thing, or?
Yeah.
They're great.
You know what? They literally shit Skittles. It's like, the colors and the little S stamped in them and everything.
Little milk
so
dust.
I want you to think about that next time you're eating Skittles.
I mean, he can bring them on the show if you want.
Bring the guts or Skittles?
Porque no los dos.
I mean, one because the other, I suppose.
You should have the goat next time you come on.
Do they get along good with dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if I get along, you mean they try to kill them at every opportunity. They, like, really like fucking up dogs. It's pretty funny.
Are goats your only pet?
No, we have a couple dogs.
So you know about it.
And baby hippos, too, right?
We have a couple very nervous dogs. Yeah, and baby hippos. Thanks, Kim. Yep.
Oh, God.
My wife recently acquired a couple of hairless guinea pigs. If you think you haven't seen something funny before, I'll tell you, those guys are fucking weird.
But they just look like testicles with faces. I mean, that's what I'm picturing.
They look, I don't let me sound super British, but yeah.
Like shaved
testicles. They look like little hairless ball bags. Yeah. And they're pretty adorable. They only have fur on the very tip of their noses, like some fucking weird
guy.
Like some weird goatee. So they kind of look like a fat hairless bodybuilder with like, you know, like a goatee. That's great.
The Rob Halford.
Like really white sumo wrestler.
Like Rob Halford. Yeah. They're cool. Their names are Willie and Bully.
Oh God.
I know. Nice. Yeah, we have a lot of fun with the names. I think that's all we care about.
Just keep getting animals just to name them weird things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God.
Anybody else have pets in the band?
Nope.
No one has a psycho cat.
I have I have a ghost cat that nobody ever sees because he's scared of people. His name is Otis Redding.
Aww.
But when you do see that cat, it's terrifying. He stares right through your soul, and you're like, why is your tongue out?
And why are you wearing mascara?
Yeah. And what the fuck? You have a cat?
Yeah.
Do you guys practice like a couple times a week? Because you're really good. I'm curious how much goes into that.
We try.
Yeah,
twice a week.
Twice a week, yeah. Most weeks, twice a week.
That's good.
For about an hour.
For about an hour, we'll work on some new stuff or just run through whatever we've already written once or twice, usually only once. There's a lot more drinking done at practice than there is actual practice.
That's the only reason we agreed to do this podcast, because there's also drinking going on.
it sounds like regular band shit.
Like everybody good?
We'll go toe-to-toe with any band that thinks they may drink more beer.
Challenge out there.
All right.
Bands of Reno.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I can
do that.
I
mean, I think two Tims alone could pretty much handle that one.
Oh, wow. That'd be an event. Cam, you should put together like a drinking contest between all these Reno bands and see.
That will turn into a shit show.
We would like to... First challenge, elephant rifle.
I don't know. Were you here during the Atomics episode?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And actually, can we challenge the juveniles? Because I think that would be really fun for me.
Do it.
Damn. Because you play in both bands.
So throw down.
Yeah.
So you have to outdrink yourself.
So I get twice as drunk.
Yeah. You're an all-time quarterback.
Yeah. Actually, I happen to know that two members of the juveniles are pretty much lightweights.
They're super skinny.
Actually, that's not true. Just Mark. Mark's lightweight. Shane is not.
Damn it.
Shane could put his
I don't know, man. Shane, he likes to slow dance when he gets drunk.
Slow dance?
Mm. No, that's you.
Oh, God.
He's dancing fast. You're just moving
really slow.
Really slowly in the opposite direction.
Seductively toward him.
Yeah, right.
Oh, shit.
You guys ready for another song?
Hell yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is Life of Crime. It's off a 7-inch we put out called Life of Crime. It's about living said life of crime.
Your songs are short. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah.
Let's do a back-to-back.
Double up.
Are you skipping? Zaya.
Murder City Titties.
Yeah. Radio Birdman song.
Gonna find me some action. Looking for a lover with the power. Delicious.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Stepping on something weird.
So awesome. You guys got a show or something coming up anytime soon?
Yes.
Yes. On Tuesday, the 25th, we were playing over at Shea's with the Reckless Ones and somebody of ours from Las Vegas called the Delta Bombers.
Yes, yeah. I can go to that because it's on a Tuesday.
It's going
to
be amazing.
It will be a good show.
And then... what about the shows coming up to the Saturday after that? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We're doing the Skate Jam.
Skate Jam.
Spencer, do you know about the Skate Jam business?
I do know about the Skate Jam business, but unfortunately, we won't have a booth there this time. Next year,
Are you
going
to be there, though?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there.
So you could just come and meet Spencer and talk to him about his shit?
That's right. Yeah. Job's on the 29th. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
I'll be there all day. So if you want to talk.
On Leap Day.
Great lineup.
I love Skate Jam.
Yeah,
it's
always
fun.
It's always fun.
I'm not even a skate person, but I fucking love Skate Jam. Like, I've never been on a skateboard once in my entire life.
You don't identify as a skate person?
I don't identify as a skate person.
Dude,
I didn't know what to say. Skateboarder, skate, I don't know. Skate person.
Skate. What do you call those people?
Skater. It's got a number.
Skater. Okay.
Board walkers.
It's got a number in it. Yeah, no, I fucking love Skate Jam, and Dave does an amazing job with the lineup every year, and I'm super stoked you guys
Dave
are playing.
Dave is adorable.
Me too. I'm excited about that.
He's so great. Sweetheart. I love him.
Dave's pretty awesome. Good. Hell yeah.
The Shames will be there.
Yeah.
Oh,
finally.
Is that how it's pronounced? I always thought it was a Chamez.
Chamez. You say Chamez, I say Shame. You know. Whatever.
I say Shame a lot.
Don't matter.
And that's a Saturday or Friday?
It's Saturday.
Saturday.
All,
no
starts,
idea.
Starts early, like, there. I think 12 o'clock or something. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an all-day thing.
Big room there at Jobs.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bring your water. Bring your skateboard.
All ages deal.
I'm going to try to learn backside disasters again. You can watch me loop out. It's going to suck.
Are they going
to
have it?
I mean, watching me will suck, but the party
Rems
will
be fun. Rems are going to have a thing there.
They'll be there on standby.
Are they really?
Every time they do Skate Jam, it's so funny. They're like... You're like, everybody has to sign a waiver, including the bands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Wait,
I don't skate at all. I was just there to, like, hang out, and fucking they're like, no, you have to sign all these papers before. Yeah.
Well, skateboard flies across the room and hits you in the teeth.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
And otherwise, or a guitar for that matter. Oh, true.
I'm going to sue.
Nope.
Yeah.
There are some other bands playing Skate Jam, too, that were just on the podcast. Junior. They're really fun.
We love those guys.
Yeah.
Boss's Daughter's playing.
We love those guys.
Yeah.
Heterophobia's playing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Really love those guys.
This is a good lineup this year.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great.
Yeah, those are all buddies of ours.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Is that the only reason you ask us to do this? I knew there was a reason.
No. We just really wanted you on here.
Yeah. It just happened to work out.
I've been wanting to have you guys on the show for like a really long time, and so it finally worked out.
Probably like 4 or 5 years, I'd imagine.
A while. As long as I've known you were a band.
No, that's right. I'm super happy to be here. This is fun.
This is fun. Yeah. You guys are great.
Boy, we got you guys fooled.
Yeah.
I was told I couldn't come back after last time, but you guys forgot who I was.
That's a beautiful thing about this show. 9 years, things just kind of blend together.
Right. I think it's that awkward time of the show, Rick.
Oh, do you want that music?
Yeah. I think
I know what time it is.
Yeah.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thanks, Riku. That's right. It's time for the worst little quiz in the world. This is where we're gonna ask the band and Spencer. Or do you want to play, Spencer? Do you want to be on the panel, or do you want to be in the game?
I'll leave it to the band.
All right, you get to ask questions.
He's been on recently.
Spencer, you will get to ask questions as well.
Yes!
All right, so we're gonna do the Saturday nights. Really get to know them. See what makes them tick.
We're leaving.
With questions like, I'll start her off with a softball question. It's a celebrity road trip. We'll start with Dan downstairs. Who's a celebrity? It's across America. You can take anyone, living or dead, in any car you want. What's the celebrity? What's the car? Go.
Oh, 1968 Camaro Super Sport. Charlize Theron. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy. Very good, very good. All right.
Boy, I'd probably take some like old. I would take like a 61 Mercury Meteor. And as unsexy as it sounds, I would take Tom Hanks so I could just pick his brain about That Thing You Do. My favorite movie of all time.
That is so specific. I love that.
That's great.
You're good. Tim 69, 420.
I guess I'm going to be picking for both Tims because we lost one.
Oh, no.
But it's not that much of a loss.
I think you have to pick his celebrity.
He's on his way back up.
I think he just went to the bathroom.
He's coming back up right now.
Getting a beer or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. Wait for it. No, he's not. He's not coming back.
There he is, right there.
Oh, he brought beers. I would take this guy in whatever car he's driving as long as he's got those beers.
You guys could let us know. I can run down and grab stuff. So
we're very self-sufficient.
Somebody wanted to stretch his legs.
I appreciate the offer, but, you know, roofies and stuff.
And Tim, it's your turn.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Celebrity road trip. Who's a celebrity and what's the car you're driving?
Oh, man, it's going to be a Type 2 El Camino with Rob Halford.
Nice.
Oh, all right.
That's a fact.
That's fucking Hesh.
Yeah,
I like it.
You knew that right
away. Even I thought that was gay.
You guys will just go, wah! Back and forth at each other.
All right, starting with the drummer downstairs. What, in your opinion, what's the sketchiest convenience store in the Reno Sparks area?
Oh, man. Oh, that's such a good one, dude. There's a place called K Bazaar across the street from Altura's on 4th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty close to our shop, so we go there all the time, and it's very entertaining, yep, to say the least.
Yeah, that would be
sketchy. Yeah, I want to jump in on that one. It's right next to my where I live. It's the Indian run, Spanish speaking, gangster Mexican Lindo.
Oh, yeah.
That's Sparks, right?
Yeah, there's about one shot a day or weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there off of Rock and Prater.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Want to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, it's tough.
I think, hands down, the sketchiest convenience store in Reno is Costco. I've never seen more crazy shit anywhere than Costco.
All those Karens. A police car parked down front.
Yeah, exactly. He's an employee. he gets his own card.
And I would say it's not in Reno, and I haven't been there for years, but I grew up in Carson City, and there was one on the corner of Fairview and Desatoya, and when we were like 14 years old, we would hang out and skate outside and tap people, like crazy people. Mm-hmm. To have them buy cigarettes and beer for us, and it would work, I would, like, 98% of the time. It was pretty rare you got shut down.
Right on.
Well, they're empathetic.
All good answers.
Rick, I think we were giving them beer.
I want to know, what shit did you have on your walls when you were a kid?
That was Rob Halford.
Good answer.
That was Tim 1. Tim 69420 says, I had a bunch of, like, photographs of, like, friends.
Yeah. He had teeny bop stuff. Come on.
No, these are photographs of friends. I had, like, a Star Wars poster. But it was cool one. It was like a painting, you know? I think that's about it, honestly.
Well, you want to throw in shit like Star Wars posters because you get points for that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Especially
we don't care if you have
judges.
Friends.
Yeah. Who gives a shit about your friends? Star Wars is for life.
It's for nerds.
Yeah, for life.
Nerds.
Because there's no way out.
I had a bunch of like flyers that I would come and I would take from Resurrection Records.
Phrasing, buddy.
And staple them to my wall. That and I would tear like pages out of Thrasher and Transworld. And for Heckler, sure. If anybody remembers Heckler.
Yeah.
This is a skate-centric show tonight.
It really is.
That's rad.
Yeah, same for me, too. I grew up with a lot of posters from Skate Max, from Thrasher, Transworld, Big Brother, and a lot of music posters, a lot of which I still have on my walls to this day, like Black Flag, Joy Division, The Clash, The Pixies, stuff like that. I mean, yeah.
Still cool.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, how about that Juice Newton poster?
That one too. I did dust that one off and put it back up. That one's
nice.
Pretty good. Yeah. The
juice. Playing with the King Hearts.
Right? Yeah.
They got a good Juice Newton poster signed out at Middlegate Station.
No.
In
what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can go look for that on the wall.
I will.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I sell filters to the guy out at Middlegate Station.
Yeah, next time you're in there, go look at the Juice poster.
Yeah.
It's excellent. It's like totally bleached, sun bleached and everything.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Kim.
All right.
Your turn.
You can combine any two animals. What animals would they be and what half would they be?
Who wants to start that one? Dan?
Holy crap. I don't want to take up too much time here.
Two animals, dude.
Okay. A python and a panther.
Python and a panther.
Oh,
right.
Which half's which?
Is that a panther?
Python in the back?
A panther?
Panther in the front.
Yeah.
Just like my last date.
In my head, it's just the ass head of a panther and the ass head of a python.
It's going to make a clone after
it's a mythical beast.
Who's doing artwork after
just,
the show?
It just runs in slithers and circles. It has no idea what's going on, but it's tough as fuck.
So much inspiration for artwork. Guess who's drawn when he gets home?
All right, who wants to go next?
It would just be two kinds of cat because I just really like cats. Probably one that's orange and one that's black. Yeah, I know. It's really boring.
That's just a tiger.
Like cats, but you get
cute.
No points.
Yeah, if anything, you might get negative points.
He just got it. He just came up with a tiger. He came up with an animal that already exists. I think I would try
two different cats. They'd be sewn together in the middle.
Like a tabby and a Siamese. Okay, that's, or
that's I saw a tabby and a Siamese fuck in my backyard a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Was no one there staring at it?
The beast with two backs.
Is that a race crime?
No. Not anymore.
Maybe in the animal world.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ask your goats.
I think I would combine, and I know you took a goat, but I think I would combine like a pangolin. Do you know what a pangolin is? It's like a armadillo-looking thing, but with like big giant scales and a slithery tongue. I take the front half of that, and I put it on Donald Trump's face.
Yeah, they're both animals.
Wait. So Donald Trump's face is the back, the ass. So it, like, it poops out Donald Trump's mouth.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Is that what you want?
That's what I'm saying.
Poop already rolls out of his mouth constantly.
But think of the improvement that would be.
That would be
like the scaly, slithery critter that's actually kind of adorable.
You're just describing his spirit animal.
No, I think it's worse.
I mean, it's gonna get really weird when he actually pulls the skin off, and that's what he has back underneath.
Oh, this movie's amazing.
Lizard.
Unfortunately, this movie's gonna haunt my dreams, but it's pretty amazing. What about you?
A stingray and a bat.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
He seriously had that lined up.
Damn, he won.
He's like,
well, because we just fed some stingrays in Vegas.
That was fun.
And these guys look like little emojis.
Yeah. Did you go to that one, that little aquarium thing at the mall down there?
Yeah, I go every time.
We get high and then we go over there.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
It's totally.
Don't tell
like
them how high we are.
Mall zoo.
We're really high.
Yeah, it's
really
weird.
Do you see that turtle that just walks around by itself?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I used to live right across the street from that mall.
I didn't see the fucking turtle.
And when they were building it, I was like, this is fucking cutty. And I moved up here and then went back to visit, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cutty, but it's also pretty awesome, too.
It's incredible.
It's probably the nicest thing in that whole neighborhood.
Next to Champagne's.
Yeah, I was going to say
Champagne's.
Is that a strip club?
No, it's a really old bar.
It's the bar that the singer for the Delta Bombers.
Chris is a bartender over there.
Next week, yeah.
Oh, all right.
They have velvet
wallpaper.
Oh,
yeah.
It's gold and red. You can feel
crunchy.
It.
Strawberry shortcake.
Stroke the fuzzy wall.
My grandma had that in her living room.
Exactly.
It's as cool as you think it is.
The bathroom is about the size of a smaller than a closet, I would say.
The better to keep you honest with.
Yeah.
You give it too much space. I know.
Cocaine.
Yeah. You got two dudes.
More space, you get shays. It's what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, and boy. Story.
Well, let's save it for later. Ian, what's your question?
Yes, let's.
Since Rory's not here, I'll ask his go-to. Upon your death, where would you haunt?
Man.
I mean, the Shays bathroom, obviously.
I was just going to say that, too. God damn it.
A lot of people do I know it's what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
It's actually come up before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'd hunt the Maikai in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, the tiki bar. It's been there for like 60 years.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right. Rob Halford's bathroom.
Strong on the Rob Halford over here.
You can almost hear the speed with which the cease and desist is arriving. Rob Halford's attorney. It's like sailing through the air like... I heard that Rob Halford's attorneys listen to the show, too. Nice.
Just to make sure we're not talking about it.
Just to make sure he never has to come back to Reno like last time. You know,
right.
Oh, man.
Sad. Wow. Sad.
And
if you don't, I want to.
If you don't know what that is, then you're young.
Yeah.
You don't remember.
And we are not.
Yeah, that shows our age. Dan, where would you haunt?
You know, I like the tiki bar idea. I'd haunt Frankie's in Las Vegas.
Shout out to Frankie's.
Yeah.
Think Bombs. Seven's too many. Eight is definitely too many.
Spend a lot of time in bars in real life or in life, and then in the afterlife.
And
as well.
Afterlife, yeah.
Bars are great. Why not?
It's a good ambiance.
Yeah.
Good place to hang.
Cool people to haunt.
Yeah.
I think we spend less time out of bars.
You mean now or when we're dead?
Wait. Just in general.
I just lost track of which is which.
Yes, Spencer, did you have a question?
Speaking of bathrooms, what's the dirtiest bathroom that you have ever been in Reno?
Ooh.
Oh, in Reno.
That's a good one.
Oh, man.
The hideout.
This city.
I would have to say the hideout was pretty close.
The hideout was gross. So, there used to be this punk house called The Spaceman. At varying times, that was easily the dirtiest bathroom I've ever been to in Reno. Like, cumulatively, that was the dirtiest bathroom I've ever been to in Reno. Dan? Dan.
I'm thinking the hideout would be a close second.
That wasn't that bad.
Dude, I don't know, man.
Hey, I got one for you, Dan.
Yeah, I'll go with the hideout because I can't.
I got one for you, Dan. We went down to Vegas and... We went to this corner store, and right when you walk in, we smelled Dookie.
Yeah, but that's not in Reno. That's
it was like the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
You guys know the real Vegas.
We'll accept Vegas answers. We're in Nevada.
Yeah, I mean, this was actually a Hawthorne answer.
Oh, man. Yeah. But Hawthorne, the Chevron in Hawthorne has a nasty bathroom.
That's the one.
The
Dookie was at the...
Disgusting bathroom.
Just past the lips.
Oh, yeah.
And it went over. Like
you always have to stop to go to the bathroom at Hawthorne.
Sand worms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We immortalized Hawthorne. We can show you guys the photo.
We did photos. I'm not stopping in Hawthorne.
Stop at the El Capitan. Their bathrooms are much cleaner. Taking a couple dumps there.
But it's like a block farther.
And you gotta park your car and get out and walk all the way into the casino, but it's worth it.
Oh, I have one for you. The Walmart on Kitski. That bathroom's more than one occasion I've been in there and opened the door and gone like, what the fuck is this?
Any Home Depot bathroom.
Really?
The Home Depot?
Yeah. Home Depot bathrooms, they...
You gotta catch those.
It's a whole bunch of contractors, man. Like it's fierce.
Yeah, it is.
If you ever, they're all out of the job site, just holding it till they get to Home Depot to pick up wood.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or drop wood. Using the Port-a-John out of the fucking.
It looks like a job site too. There's like empty Gatorade bottles and fucking cigarette butts all over the place. Porta potty on a job site. The Home Depot is just an extension of that.
Exactly.
They treat it the same.
I speak from experience.
They take out all their anger at Home Depot on the Home Depot bathroom too. And it's like, I know when you're working on a job site. Sometimes you just go to Home Depot to take a shit because you don't want to shit in the other one.
Yeah. I've done it. Yep.
I like how this conversation went as far as goats.
That was the best question.
Thank you.
Yeah. See how excited we got about that?
Yeah.
Everybody loves poop talk.
Yeah, we got pictures.
We got a lot of poop talk. Say one more thing. If you're ever at Lawler Event Center and you got to do number two.
Yeah.
Everybody has already pissed on every single toilet seat by like 5 minutes into the first quarter of a basketball game. No place. You cannot shit there. So do it before you leave the house.
Nice.
It's good advice.
Duly noted. Or use a urinal like a normal. If you got to take your 5-year-old daughter in to use the bathroom at Lawler and somebody's already pissed over all the seats. Yeah, that's it. And you got to go hang out in the women's bathroom. It's really creepy.
Did everybody answer the worst bathroom in Reno? Did everyone?
I believe so.
Okay.
Let's
move on to rapid fire. Good idea. I'll start it off. Punk rock or metal?
Both.
Rob Halford.
Punk rock. Punk rock.
Punk rock.
Three punks and Rob Halford. I love it. All right, rapid fire.
Soy sauce, red wine, or garlic? Sorry, three-parter. I thought I had a bunch of these on my phone, but all I got is my Uncle Danny's tri-tip marinade recipe.
Which has so, all of that in it.
Soy sauce, red wine, or garlic?
Garlic.
Garlic for sure.
All of it?
I mean, you can only have one.
Oh, shit. Okay, garlic.
I mean, red wine, I could drink that, right?
Yes.
There you go. All right.
But you don't get any garlic.
Rapid fire Rick.
Oh, circumcised or not?
Mm. Not.
Circumcised.
Like, not. Like, am I or what do I prefer?
What do you prefer?
Yeah. Oh, not. I mean, I know it's a choice, but.
All right. Kim.
Who wins in a fight, Johnny Cash or Frank Sinatra?
Ooh. It's got to be Cash, man.
How many of his fucking dipshit buddies does Sinatra have with him?
Frank, I mean,
Frank's too wasted.
I think Frank was a pretty hard guy. Johnny Cash was from the South, but Frank was from New York.
Frank had the mob.
Where are you going with this?
Yeah, Johnny Cash had drugs.
Dude, early Frank, though, weighed like 20 pounds.
That's true.
Johnny Cash is crazy ass.
Johnny Cash would definitely whoop his ass. I think who's ornerier is probably, or I guess, fuck, I don't think it would be ornery. It'd just be more irritating all around malaise would be Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. I go with that.
Good answer.
Yeah. So he'd fight you with.
He'd be verbal abusive.
Yes.
What did you say, Dan?
He'd fight you by being your, like, shitty stepfather.
I'll go with Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm. All right, okay. We can split.
Yep.
Ian,
beat up or arrested?
Have I been or want to be?
Yeah.
Which would you rather?
Which would you rather?
Beat up or arrested?
Which is next?
Just beat up, because I don't want to pay for the other shit.
Yeah, definitely
beat up.
Beat up for sure. Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, you know, getting beat up usually, getting arrested usually comes with a free beating anyway.
These guys are white.
I was going to say,
they're going to be okay.
We're white kids. It's hardcore.
Yeah. They're privileged.
Yeah, white people never get beat up.
They get less beat up.
Unless they really deserve it, Chewy.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah,
I've been beat up by the cops a few times.
And I bet you deserve that.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you didn't?
No. Spencer, you got a rapid fire?
Oh, I don't know. You put me on the spot there,
Nick. And or?
Ask us a skateboard question.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thrasher or Transworld?
Thrasher.
Thrasher.
Yeah, Thrasher. Old Transworld I liked, but I liked the Thrashers. Yeah.
Timmy, 69420, don't skate.
He's also not a skate person.
I was waiting for a backside or a front side flip.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
skate
question.
People of Reno, unite.
It's so different.
Lord knows I tried.
Did we run through all our hosts? Yes. Everybody got a rapid fire?
I think that's it.
Should we tally it up?
Let's tally it up.
Beep, 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 beep.
You guys actually wrote this stuff down?
No.
It's the theater of the mind.
Don't.
It was tough, man. It was really tough. But I'm going to have to give
it. He's just looking at porno. There's no numbers on there.
Yeah, I saw them twice in the window.
It looks like Tim won is our winner.
Oh yeah. I'll tell you why. It's because of Rob Halford. Yep.
You can take it all to Rob Halford.
Nick is a huge Rob Halford fan.
High five.
I was there when he got when they were in the
when they were Reno,
and they're going through the lawsuit.
Yeah,
oh, dude.
Ken McKenna was the lawyer.
Dude, saying,
use your words.
I didn't go, but my roommate was hella on meth, and she went every day.
I don't think they had meth.
That's a long
back
time
then.
Ago.
Oh, we called it crank, but it was the same stuff.
Did they have that back then?
Yeah, no, they had crank in the
80s. How old were you?
Yeah.
You should have stopped by my house. We had tons of it.
He's a brilliant.
They've had amphetamine pills since the 50s and 60s.
Like, I mean, shit.
No, the 40s. The Nazis invented.
Yeah, that's Johnny Cash, and that's the they gave their soldiers back during the Blitzkrieg.
You guys actually sound like you're on it right now.
Why? Because we're talking about meth.
Hey, man, we like meth, okay?
Don't mess it up.
But then
save a little bump for the mom.
But when the dude came,
Breakfast of Champions.
But when Halford came back to do that show,
say Halford one more time, motherfucker.
With Judas Priest.
Judas Priest.
Yeah, the first concert back since.
Oh yeah, that was great. I was there, and I was just like, you know,
was homeboy with half the face there.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon? I was like 12 when that happened.
That was a long
time
ago.
Well, he used to go to like skate jams and stuff like that around. You'd run into him around town. Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. He passed away out.
Temporarily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing was so sad for everybody. Yep. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, especially Rob Halford.
Yeah.
Well, I think
Well, Rob Halford just got dragged into that.
Yeah,
really, I know what happened.
Yeah. I think it made him sing better after that. A lot of pain.
Yeah. Yeah. He had more ammo in there. Yeah.
You guys, I had to look up who Rob Halford was.
No. Oh, wow. Oh,
are you looking at a picture?
Is there
pictures of really tight leather pants?
Oh, yes. Yes,
does it look like Dan? Does
yes.
it look like Dan?
No, he looks very old. Because
he has the same mustache.
And he's on Rick's team.
Back in the day.
Yeah. And your team,
Kim. He's got a white goatee. Why is he on my team?
Because you guys are gay.
Oh, okay.
Because you guys are gay.
I didn't realize that.
Game How many metal. Teams are you on?
She's on a lot of teams.
I'm on all the teams.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I don't exclude any teams.
Exactly.
Life's more fun that way.
Teams are for
sisters. That's it. It's a 2020 now. Come on. Don't be so suburban.
Isn't it already 2020?
Yep. It's toi-toi.
Ah, bam.
Anyway, yeah, so I know who Rob Halford is now.
All right, this has been educational. We learned about goats.
We learned about Rob Halford.
I am so much smarter than before the show started.
Yeah.
Ian, do you have anything going on this weekend?
Let's see. So Elephant Rifle is having their 10th anniversary show.
Oh, fuck, with Handsome Vultures.
Saturday at 8 p.m. at St. James Infirmary.
That's going to be
It's going to be a nice, tight, crowded show.
DJ Cam's on that one, too.
And it's the first Handsome Vulture show in 10 years, and it's going to be their like last. So.
And they're still handsome.
Yeah,
and vultures.
Let's see. We've got a show at Holland on Saturday, 7 p.m. Got the Red Pairs, Carpool Tunnel, Archer OH. There was something else here, if I could find it.
I've got one thing to talk about. Our band next week, the Sex Devils, is playing with Lost Idea and Trifling Bitches.
That's what I was looking for.
At Davidson's.
Me likey the Sex Devils.
At Davidson's.
Oh, Davidson's.
Fuck yeah.
Are they good?
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope he comes to the studio with no clothes and, you know, does whole act for us. That'd be great.
I have no idea what I'm in for. I booked
the
them
sex
and
devils,
I don't know.
Kim.
I don't know what I'm in for.
They
so.
Live up to their name.
Good stage presence. Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
Sweet. So they're playing this Friday.
Nice.
At Davidson's.
Awesome.
It's good rock and roll.
As a free show.
And the last thing I've got really here is that the Peanuts Gang Trio is playing during the Mardi Gras at Rue Bourbon event. So they're doing like this whole thing all weekend at Rue Bourbon for celebrating Mardi Gras. Peanuts Gang Trio is a couple of guys that I've known for a long time. They play jazz. They started out as just kind of like playing the music of Vince Guaraldi, but now have like started making their own music with that same kind of vibe. Really great guys. They'll be down at Rue Bourbon from 1 to 4 p.m. if you want to catch some awesome jazz.
Go get day drunk at Rue Bourbon.
Yeah, they should wear Charlie.
Mac
Charlie
Esposito's
Brown.
The
bass player.
Oh,
we know Mac.
That's awesome. Okay.
Are you saying Peanut?
Yeah, Peanuts Gang Trio.
Like Charlie Brown.
Yes.
Okay, good. Sorry.
But that's not. Is not. Mardi Gras is. How far?
Not Peanuts.
Mardi Gras is like next Tuesday?
I was way more excited about that.
They're doing it on the weekend.
Penis
so.
Gang.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they're doing like an all weekend event
God,
thing.
You fucking scare
the
me.
The Penis Gang will be somewhere else in Reno.
They should stop by my house.
That's the name of our other band.
Yeah, they'll be here at Dogwater Studios.
Right. We need more of that.
In spirit.
Sausage party.
All right. Well,
so they give you peanuts.
Yeah. Oh, and Spencer, what do they search on Facebook to find out where you're going to be skateboard stuff?
So if you search just the Reno Skate Alliance, just on Facebook.com, and then that should be the first thing that pops up. I don't think there's anything else.
Yeah, it is. I found it, and I liked it.
Yeah, so like I said, you know, we'll be at a different skate park every weekend, you know, once all the weather clears up, hopefully every weekend. And, yeah, like I said, we're here to teach the kids and, you know, help the community. So come out.
And then Saturday the 29th, you will be at Skate Jam?
Yeah, we'll be at Skate Jam. I'll be at Skate Jam, and, you know, my kid will be there.
These guys will be there.
Hopefully some new recruits.
We will definitely be there.
All right.
Dodging skateboards.
I look forward to it.
With bells on.
Yeah. We're got to wear bells, huh?
Yep. Okay, that sounds like good stuff.
I don't look at the rider.
Tripping balls.
It's going to be a good week, and then next
Dan
week with
really
the Sex
those.
Devils, that's going to be fun.
It's going to be rad.
Why don't you guys want to take us out with a double shot, as they say on KOZZ?
Sure. A double shot of my baby's love.
All right. Ooh. Well, for the Worst Little Podcast, for Rory, who couldn't be here, for Chewbacca, Cadillac Kim, for our guest Spencer, for Ian Dogwater Dick, and for Pongo the dog, I am Nick Ramirez saying life is short. We love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.